I'm Karen Given. As we were putting together this week's show, we noticed we had a bit of an accidental theme going on. All of our stories included some sort of medical challenge that needed to be overcome. And so we decided that this would be the perfect time to revisit one of our favorite stories of 2019. It came from the WBUR podcast Endless Thread, which is produced by Josh Swartz and co-hosted by Ben Brock Johnson and Amory Sievertson.
So my name is Jared Wells. I'm originally from Utica, New York, and right now I'm working over at a appliance factory and trying to become a pro bodybuilder.
Being a pro bodybuilder, what I think of is like basically you get paid to go to places and put oil on your body and flex under bright lights. That's what I think.
I used to think the same thing, I'm not going to lie.
Jared started his quest to become a bodybuilder pretty recently, actually. He's still bulking up, as they say. Can you describe what you look like now?
So I'm about 150 pounds. My arms really aren't that big. They're getting there. My thighs are still kind of thin. I've got some pretty decent calves. And then ripped abs. And then I'm building my chest up.
Do you have like a target weight, target like circumference of your bicep or something?
No target circumference or anything like that, but I would like to be at least, my goal weight is 180.
180?
Yeah.
That's my goal weight too, but I'm 30 pounds heavier than that.
Hey man, we're both 30 pounds away, so.
Hell yeah, I'll meet you in the middle.
Sounds like a deal.
If you think Jared's size and weight sounds a little small for your average bodybuilder, you're not wrong.
This is partly because Jared's new to bodybuilding, but also because it's been a big year of transformation for him.
January of last year, I weighed 117 pounds, and I'm just about 6'1". So as you can imagine, that's not very good. I was kind of looking at death's door. My lung function had fallen severely. My mom and I kind of been planning for the worst. We had talked to the doctors about hospice, kind of had been thinking about that, but I looked my mother in the eye and kind of told her that might be something I want to set up a will, hospice, the whole nine.
Jared has cystic fibrosis.
And I'll be honest, I didn't know a lot about this disease, but Jared has lived it pretty much for 22 years since he was born.
So cystic fibrosis is a degenerative genetic disease that affects the lungs and sometimes the pancreas or digestive system. We have a hard time clearing mucus out of our lungs. So it builds up and can cause infections and make it very hard to breathe, kind of clog it all up. And eventually some people have the digestive issue where the mucus can just kind of cover, the digestive tract and make it really hard to absorb the nutrients that most people would.
Despite this, Jared says that thanks to his mom and his older brother, he had a pretty quote-unquote normal childhood. He went to school, hung out with his friends. Pretty typical.
Not so typical. The medications and time-consuming treatments that he had to keep up with every day. Enzymes to help him absorb the nutrients in his food. Nebulizers.
I also have a machine called a vest, which is literally a machine that pumps air into a vest, fills it up, and then vibrates it very quickly to help break up that mucus to make me cough it out.
As you might imagine, this stuff can get pretty tiring. And last January, Jared was freaking tired.
After so many years, I was kind of just sick of it. Even if I did everything right, I felt like I was still going to get sick, and I was just prolonging the inevitable. And I kind of just let myself go. I kind of just decided to enjoy my life to the fullest instead of doing what I need to do to prolong it.
Translation, instead of doing his treatments, Jared would go hang out with his friends. He started drinking a little bit more. He started sleeping more.
Which doesn't seem like a big deal on the surface, but when you have cystic fibrosis, backing off of the fight starts to turn into a death sentence. And Jared knew that. He just thought he was ready for it. One day after a doctor's visit, he had the talk with his mom about setting up his will and preparing for hospice, preparing to die.
I think it was maybe the very next day, my lung function had dropped so much that I was practically suffocating myself. I just remember calling my mom, saying that we need to go to the hospital, and then being in a wheelchair, finally getting admitted into the hospital. And I remember coming out of that, saying to myself, like, there's got to be more. And something just clicked that said, I'm not ready yet.
This is when Jared decided to do something totally out of character for him, and especially out of character for someone with his disease. He had this friend from town. The friend's dad ran a bodybuilding gym in Utica, and that friend invited Jared to come work out sometime, if he wanted.
So one morning, pretty soon after he decided he didn't want to die after all, Jared hit the gym. But this was not your so-called sports club with, you know, cucumber water and a sauna.
So it's a super old school bodybuilding gym.
Yeah.
There is no windows, only a few skylights, and then we have one big garage door to open. Walls are concrete with, like, paint chipping on them. There's a wall of all the people that have trained there that have gone pro. And then, of course, you got all the old school bodybuilders and women bodybuilders with the, you know, the sign frame photos.
So, like, what did you do on your first day?
I definitely followed my friend around like a little puppy.
What's your friend's name?
Vinny Donnelly.
Vinny Donnelly. Okay, mm-hmm. You and Vinny.
So we did a decline bench press. I was only doing the bar, but, you know, you got to start somewhere.
Was there a moment that, like, clicked for you? Were you like, oh, yeah, this is it. This is my jam. I'm going to do this now.
Not really. to be honest, I was thinking it was going to be a one, you know, couple times and then kind of quit. But I don't know what it was. I just started going every day. And, you know, after Mr. Donnelly, Vinny's dad, I kind of wanted to take me on as a project. Everybody looked at me and said, well, you're not getting out of this now.
All right, wreck it. Come on, Jared, own it. Pull. Hold it. Nice job.
Jared says Mr. Donnelly's about 6'3", a pretty massive guy.
He is very hard of hearing, so sometimes you gotta, like, scream in his ear. But, you know, you ask him any questions about bodybuilding, he's more than happy to help anyone. He's just that kind of guy.
Mr. Donnelly had actually trained with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Lou Ferrigno in Venice Beach, so there's some legit bodybuilding pedigree there. And he saw something in Jared. Partly attendance. They'd train at 6 a.m. every day, because Jared wasn't really into having an audience. There were fewer people there to stare at Jared, who was frail and pale and honestly didn't look like he could lift much of anything.
I'd have to say it was probably like 2 or 3 weeks down the road when I started actually having energy, and I put on, you know, 5 pounds of weight, and I was like, this is amazing. This is exactly where I wanted to be.
In the first 3 months, Jared put on 35 pounds.
And that's not even the best part of it. My lung function, it jumped up to about what it was 3 years ago, which was kind of unheard of. Typically with cystic fibrosis, when you lose that substantial amount of lung function, it's very, very hard to get it back. And I had kind of done that, what seemed impossible.
Since then, Jared has had a pretty mind-blowing journey, and all in the last year. Eventually, somebody caught wind of his story on Facebook and posted pictures and Jared's story to Reddit. It blew up, just like Jared had.
Then came more posts with pictures of Jared at the gym and captions like, "Jared didn't take today off, did you?" He basically became his own meme.
What do you make of that? What do you think of all these strangers just kind of oohing and aahing over your what you've made of your life?
I never would have expected in a million years for people to be so impressed or, you know, motivated or inspired by what I've done.
Jared says the whole thing, his work at the gym and the results he's had, the training under Mr. Donnelly, and the Reddit reaction has him thinking about the future in a way he hasn't before.
I can kind of take control of my life again.
Since he started bodybuilding, Jared has taken big steps. 9 months of heavy training in Utica after years of not training at all. He recently moved away from home to Denver, a drier city where he can breathe better. He also has that new job in an appliance factory. He is even considering becoming a motivational speaker.
If I can inspire someone to take control of their life or, you know, do something more with their life, that's everything. And then being able to show my mom that everything she did when I was younger is not going to waste.
Was it hard for her when you moved?
Not really. She kind of... She was really excited to get me out of Utica.
That is not what I was expecting you to say.
Me neither.
I mean,
let the door hit your butt.
I mean, the day of, she got very emotional, and I'm not going to lie, that was probably the first time I've seen her cry when I left.
And recently, Jared competed in his first bodybuilding competition.
Number 13, Jared.
Come on, Jared!
You know, you're expecting to go in there, kind of have to look tough, act tough, and then everybody's just as friendly as can be, and it's like, oh, well, this is definitely not what I expected.
How'd he do? In both classes he competed in, he hit top 5. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Amory Sievertson and Ben Brock Johnson are the co-hosts of the WBUR podcast Endless Thread. We'll have photos of Jared Wells before and after his transformation at onlyagame.org. That story first aired in February of last year. And as you might have noticed, quite a lot has happened in the world since then. So we asked Amory Sievertson to give Jared a call and see how he's been doing.
I want to know everything, but I guess I'll just start with, are you still bodybuilding?
So I did kind of have to take a step away from that just with everything that's going on in the world right now. You know, gyms are still open, but I, you know, with me being at such a high risk, I don't want to take that chance.
Yeah, of course.
I'm still exercising as much as I can to retain any weight and muscle that I do have. But, you know, until everything starts to clear up and things get better, I think it's best for me to stay away.
Sure. And when we last talked to you, that was, what, early 2019. And yeah. You had said, I know you had gone from like 117 pounds at your lowest to 150 in January of 2019. And you said you had a goal of 180 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still your goal? Are you there? What's the status?
I wish I was there. That is still the goal. Had a few brief moments where I was hitting 160 and I was doing really well, but it can be really tough to retain that weight. I think I'm at 152 right now.
Okay. So this is such a weird time for everyone and a really difficult time for a lot of people out there. And I feel like staying motivated is hard enough under normal circumstances, and here we are in the furthest thing from normal circumstances. I guess I'm just wondering, have you felt derailed at all during the pandemic? Like, is anything setting you back?
I wouldn't. Yes and no. You know, with everything going on and a lot of places being closed for quite some time, you know, that was really tough. Just on, you know, the mental aspect of it, not being able to go to the gym or work on myself. But at the same time, no, because just because things are closed down or, you know, life isn't necessarily going the way I want it to go. Nothing's really changed. It's continue to work on myself to be better, to get better, and do it at whatever cost there is.
What keeps you going?
I mean, my family and friends are a huge, huge help in that. A lot of the times it's the people that follow me and look to me for inspiration. I know, you know, if I were to just give up or slack off, it's not the greatest thing for them to see. You know, I know we're all human, but I want to be that source of inspiration and that light. It's also a matter of survival for me. You know, if I don't do these things and I don't take care of myself, then I'm just going to go back to where I was before. And I definitely don't want to do that.
A lot of people have wanted to know how you're doing. So I feel like we have good news for those people. You're on track. You're still Jared.
Thank God. Wouldn't want to be anyone else.
That's Amory Sievertson speaking with Jared Wells. And if your podcast feed starts to feel a bit empty after the end of September, consider subscribing to Endless Thread. You will not be disappointed. Last year, audio producer Nick Anderson set out on a 200-mile relay race with a team featuring other type 1 diabetics.
There was a real risk of unexpected medical peril on the remote roads of rural New Hampshire. This would be exhausting for any team, but for us, this was dangerous.
That's coming up, and remember you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only A Game NPR.